Welcome to it. So the other day on my Facebook page, Jeff Fisher Radio, which you can follow me on, and you can follow me at Jeff Fisher Radio on Facebook and Instagram, at JeffyMRA on Twitter, I posted a video of a mom letting her kid try Hershey's Cocoa, the natural unsweetened powder kind that is horrible and nasty, and it's only made for baking, and you're not supposed to eat it regular. But the kid would not stop bugging mom. And so she even said, I've told him, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be bad. And he puts a spoonful in his mouth. And you, that second, that split second when he realizes this was not a good thing. This is horrible. And I shouldn't have been such a whiner. Why did my mom let me do this? And we've all done it 1,000 times. Funny. And then he's, you know, he's coughing it out and it's powder and he's struggling. And he realizes that mom was right. No question, mom was right. So I'm scrolling through the, and it's, I just posted it for it to be funny. It's just fun, you know, it's just funny. Mom's best with her little kid. Now, one of the replies in the comment section was, this is horrible to do to a child. What is wrong with these parents? He could have aspirated the fine powder into his lungs. Not to mention just the horrible experience of putting bitter powder into your mouth and not being able to get it out. He will never forget this. Way to build trust, mom and dad. That's what she did. She built trust. Go ahead. Here you go. I'm telling you not to eat it. Now when mom says, you shouldn't eat that, he's going to say, you know, mom was right on the cocoa unsweetened chocolate. Just because it had a Hershey's name on it doesn't make it good. That's what she was doing. Now, some people would say to this person who wrote this comment, shut up. Not me, though. I would just say, this is what the parents did, is built trust. And sometimes you have to let the kid touch the hot burner. Not long. I don't want the kid to be burned. You know, you don't want him burned. You just want him, like, that's really hot. Don't touch it. Don't do it. Okay, told you. But once again, though, just let me reiterate, you don't want to be burned. So it is cold everywhere in the United States, pretty much everywhere. I mean, all over. It's cold everywhere. I mean, it's extra cold here in Texas today. But it's not, you know, freezing cold, but it's darn close.
It is.
That's darn close. And it's not getting much warmer than where we're at right now, which is darn close to freezing. Just letting you know. So, we're getting stories of people getting their car buried with snow plows, pushing them underneath giant piles of snow.
I love it.
And last week we had a lady who got shoved under a pile of snow, and then the snow plow hits her, hits the car, and the trunk pops open. And he goes, and now instead of the first, this is where we're at in America. The first thought isn't, hey, I wonder if somebody's in the car that I just plowed a giant snow plow on top of. His first thought is, oh, now I got to go call a wrecker and dig this out so we can tow it and make the towing money. So they go and he shovels it out and he gets the tow truck gets there. And they, as they're starting to shovel it out, they see a hand on the window. This old lady's like, hello? She's been stuck in there for 5 hours.
Wow.
Now, she... Obviously, I mean, 5 hours is not bad. Do you relieve yourself on yourself in 5 hours? Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
You have issues if you can't hold it in 5 hours.
Maybe you do.
Okay, if you do have issues, then yes.
Maybe you do. Maybe
but if you're a normal, healthy human being, you can hold it 5 hours. You sleep for 8 hours on average.
Yeah.
Well, you're on medication and all that stuff, so.
I mean, you know, I'm lucky to make, you know, hour and a half of sleep. I found a new way, though. But anyway, that's another story. So then we get a story of a guy. Now, she was plowed under just for a few hours out of a you know, a snowplow. I've got a great story of an old car of mine that got under a pile of snow like
Michigan?
That. I lived in Michigan. It was parked in a lot. I bought another car, and it. The giant snowstorm, they came and they plowed the parking lot I was in and just shoved my old car into the snowplow. Right? Now, I thought someone had come and towed it. I called all kinds of places, and it was underneath this giant snow pile. And then I come to find out, as the snow started to melt, the kids in the neighborhood of this building had dug into the snow and were playing in the car. They stole my golf clubs. They put cigarette butts out in the seats.
Sure, the kids put the cigarette butts?
Agonizing. I love that car, too. It was an old flower. It was a black station wagon that used to haul flowers from a funeral home. Love that car. Anyway, so then I just left it there. I just left it there. My favorite golf club. My golf club stolen out of it. And then about a week later, I get a...
Hello?
Yeah, this is... Hello?
Who is it?
It's me, the guy that wants to talk to you about your car that's parked in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
I know. No. Do you know your car is... it's your car parked in that lot, right? That's all beat up and smashed up.
Are you sure it's mine?
Yeah, I know it's yours.
How do you know?
That's because it's the license plate and everything. It's registered to you.
Well, left that
so what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you sign this piece of paper here and give you $50 that it's my car now, okay?
Okay.
You ain't lying, okay. Thank you. Take care. Bless your heart.
Bon voyage.
Love that car. So then we get a story this weekend of a guy that got stuck and then got snowed in. All right, so he gets stuck, and it's, you know, big snow plow. He's in Oregon?
Yes.
And so he gets stuck, and he can't get out. And he takes him and his dog, and they get out, and they decide, well, let's try to walk out. And they walked a little ways, and they were like, the dog probably looked at him like, dude, no. All right, I'm going to pee over here on the snow, and then I'm going to walk my ass back to the car, okay? Because this right here ain't happening. Okay, you ain't lying. And so they won't get back to the car. And so every so often they get out of the car, and he started the car up, and, you know, he'd get a little bit of heat. But he's stuck in the middle of nowhere, right? And no food. Aha! Wrong, my friends. He and the dog live on Taco Bell fire sauce packets for 5 days. 5 days. Okay. All right. Good luck. God bless.
So is Taco Bell reaching out?
They should. They should, right?
And absolutely.
This is a perfect story of we all joke around about how we're going to live in bad times. Well, do we have any food, anything like that? Well, yeah, you got a drawer full of
Taco
condiments.
Bell sauce.
Yeah.
By the way, Taco Bell, keep on putting a handful because I love how much sauce? Fire sauce. Here's 30,000 fire sauce. I just needed two. Just take them
off. I'm sure managers at every Taco Bell are like, don't put 30 in the bag. Okay, don't. You have to fight some places for ketchup.
Yeah. McDonald's is one ketchup.
I said extra ketchup.
Yeah, one more.
No, more. Handful.
Yeah, a handful of two.
Yeah, no, more. So I've developed a new way around that, though, at the drive-thrus. This is a little helpful hint for me, all right? So a lot of times, like, I know this defeats the drive-thru purpose a little bit because you want to go through the drive-thru, but really just go in. Just go in. And then... what you do is you ask, every place gives you a free little plastic cup for water. You're waiting for your food. I'm really thirsty. I need a plastic cup. They'll give me, I can have a drink of water. And you fill that up with ketchup. And just, you know, you're welcome. So the reason this is happening, though, all right, one of our favorite things we've talked about on this show a million times is live news shots, man on the street. They all have to do it for whatever reason.
And they have to talk, right?
They
have to talk. If I put a camera in front of you with a microphone, I have to say something.
Everybody thinks they have to.
No, but you have to.
Everybody thinks they have to. No, actually, you don't.
No, Jeffy. I have a camera in front of me with a microphone.
Yeah.
I have to say something.
Actually, no, you don't. You don't have to.
Are you sure? Yeah, because we have
a lot of people think it's a law.
We have a whole wall of different people.
I heard
it on the news.
I know. Which we're gonna.
I got bronchitis.
Anybody got time for that?
Ain't time for that.
I know.
So you have to talk to them.
So this weekend, we got a new one. Man on the street, actually woman on the street, Diane in Brooklyn. Of course, it's winter, and the news is out asking people, think about it, it's cold out. It's cold, it's freezing, right?
Because right now, Monday, there's no school in New York because of over snow.
Oh,
blah,
yeah, I mean,
blah,
New
blah.
Jersey issued a state of emergency yesterday, too. And they've shut down the Northeast.
So there's no school. So this is a reporter, you know, talking to.
And, you know, oh, it's cold out. Don't you think it's wintertime? Don't you think?
We getting mad because it's snowing, but it's winter outside. I mean, we are a bunch of weird people, okay? If
Thank
it was
you.
Summer and it was snowing, yes, it is winter. It's winter. Hello, it's winter. Hello, about 3-4 weeks ago, it was what? 3 degrees outside. It's a heat wave out here now. Hello, it's winter, yes. I'm not surprised. I love it. It's winter. Let's work with it. This is a heat wave. This is a heat wave. 3 degrees, 3 weeks ago. How soon we forget.
Amen. Amen. Now, as a reporter at local television stations, you live for people like this because
you need those people.
You want people to think that when you put a microphone and a camera in front of them, they have to speak. You want to. And most of the time, you get just inane, stupid stuff that means, yeah, I thought that. And that's why you get the funny comedy bits, too. People asking, they answer because they think they have to answer. And if they don't know the question, they don't want to look stupid in front of the camera with the microphone. So they answer stupidly. They answer wrong. But it's right to them because they don't want to look stupid. And then nobody's going to call them out on it, except when they get on the video and it goes on the internet. And everybody looks at you forever and knows that you're an idiot. But thankfully, people believe that they have to speak when they put a camera in front of them and a microphone. Like,
I heard it on the news.
I love Linda.
And I said it was ridiculous, man. That's it.
When asked, Linda was asked about the potato ban in New Hampshire. She was on the street. On the street.
How did they ask her the question? So they go, hey, have you heard about the potato thing? She goes,
she was
I heard it on the news. And I said, it was ridiculous, man. That's it.
But how does that...
She was on the same street that the last place that was robbed was, the dry cleaners.
Okay.
And he had robbed a couple other places. And so the man on the street, they're doing the coverage. They're outside the dry cleaners. Linda's walking by. He's like, hey, excuse me, have you heard about the potato bandit crime that's going on?
I heard it on the news. And I said, it was ridiculous, man. That's it.
Well, I see you bundled up out here on the street. And you see, it's really cold outside. It's already snowing. New York is in a state of emergency. So is New Jersey. What do you think?
We getting mad because it's snowing, but it's winter outside. I mean, we are a bunch of weird people, okay? If it was summer and it was snowing, yes, it is winter.
Thank you. Amen. Diane from Brooklyn. Amen.
How soon we forget.
So to get just a tad political, but not political here on Chewing the Fat, House Democrats want the Jeffrey Epstein sex case reopened. All right? It's the only reason I'm talking about it. It's politics, but it's not really politics because it's Jeffrey Epstein's sex case. Now, 14 Democratic members of Congress have asked the U.S. Attorney General to reopen the criminal investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. He's the 66-year-old Palm Beach hedge fund manager accused of sexually trafficking underage girls. All right. So he had the... Now, I'll tell you why it's not going to be reopened. And this is just a thought because it probably, it will. The only reason they want to reopen it is because Trump's name is attached to Jeffrey Epstein a few times on his flights. And we don't have to get into the whole Jeffrey Epstein story. But, on his...
Little Black Book?
In his flight...
Manifest?
Yeah, on his private plane, the private jet taken to the sex island.
And I'm sorry, because I'm confused. This is a guy that had the bunch of kids in who will fly people in and out to have sex with him?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Correct. Now, they want to reopen the case. Now, last week, a federal judge ruled that the 2008 deal, which was sealed, was illegal because it violated Epstein's victims' rights. It violated the victims' rights. So they're going to be able to fight to get that open, get that deal reopened. But, and it's a fascinating story because he worked such a huge deal. I mean, they were working in concert with each other, Epstein's lawyers and the state attorney, who is now working for Trump, by the way, which is why
The one opened the case.
Yeah, because he's labor secretary.
Yes.
And so,
that.
You know, they're asking for all this to step down. However, you know, the victims weren't told of the deal until Epstein was sentenced. And by keeping it secret, prosecutors prevented the victims, mostly 13 to 16-year-olds, from appearing at his sentencing and appealing to the judge. Prosecutors misled the sentencing judge into believing there were only a few victims, when in fact, by the time he was sentenced, they identified 36 at least victims.
What is that, 36?
Yes. Amazing. Now, his deal, he ended up going to prison for I forget how many months. Where does it say here? 13 months in Palm Beach County Jail.
That's it?
Okay. However.
Halfway house?
No, it was jail. Oh, okay. It was Palm Beach County Jail. Okay. How dare you? How dare you?
I feel like you're something else is going to strike.
Well, I mean, when you're in jail and you're Jeffrey Epstein and you're, you know, spent
millions
of dollars on, you know, you've given people a lot of money.
Yeah. And you're flying it out.
You ain't lying. Yeah. Right? You can't be expected not to be able to work when you're in jail.
What do you mean?
You know, you got, I mean, if you're in jail, you can't work.
No, you cannot work. No.
So what's the point of being in jail? So that's why they had, you know, his private driver pick him up every day
in
jail and drive him into his downtown office so he could work.
And then back to jail?
And then back to jail. Yeah.
So he was staying for free at a jail. Nothing changed. Because I bet he went to the drive-thru to get some McDonald's.
Have you seen his house? He lived in mansions and owned islands. He's living in a crap hole Palm Beach kind of jail.
You're not paying rent. Are you paying rent?
You're struggling.
Are you paying rent?
You're struggling.
Are you paying rent? You're not paying rent.
Well, his tax dollars certainly paid for that.
Yeah, not his.
Yeah, well, yeah, so his. He's a millionaire. He pays a lot of taxes.
Are you sure he's paying taxes? You know, according to all these people in Congress, the 1% is not paying taxes.
Oh, well, that's not true.
It need to be taxed.
But I mean,
more.
If you look at his one house in Palm Beach, one of his homes in Palm Beach, it ain't Palm Beach County Jail.
No?
I'll tell you that. And look, you don't know what. I mean, it might have been a VW Bug his driver was picking him up in. He's not driving.
Yeah. God forbid, a Bentley.
But I'll tell you why I bet you this doesn't go much farther. Because as fascinating as it is, and they all want to find different ways to get to Trump, right?
Well, you have to.
He's not the only one that's on the list.
Clinton.
There's a bunch of big-time Democratic, progressive people on that list. Bill's not the only one. And Bill's out anyway now. The Clintons are out now, so it's okay to take them down. So that's a good point. Now that I say that out loud, the Clintons are out now, so it's okay to take them down. So if Bill comes down with this, oh well, right? It makes it look like they don't care about sides. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But there's also other people that are on the Epstein
list
that
they're not going to happen this. They're not going to open this again.
Good luck.
God bless.
Good luck. Now, that having been said, I read a story this weekend about a model. Who exposed an elite pedophile ring. Natasha Jayett, I think her name is. Model, socialite, TV presenter, former contestant on Big Brother, a show you watch, Chris. You know which Big Brother?
Yeah, I do.
So Natasha Jayett?
Yeah.
Was on that show, all right? And she started claiming that she had evidence of high-level pedophile ring involving VIPs and politicians, movie stars, all these celebrities. And as soon as she said that, she was attacked, death threats, said, you know, she was crazy, I don't know what she's talking about. And, yeah, I mean, she was afraid of that. In fact, she tweeted out after all this, I'm not going to commit suicide.
You have to.
I'm not going to take too much cocaine and drown in a bath or shoot myself. So if this happens, it wasn't me.
Oh, she didn't say
this tweet. She wrote this in April of last year. Okay? April of last year.
Did she say about a car crash? Usually, you know, they push a car off, you know, bridge. Car goes poof.
Yeah, she was found dead in a nightclub. They found her body at the Xanadu Party Salon in Buenos Aires. She was found naked in a bed. Cocaine residue in her nostrils.
No.
Along with traces of LSD and liquor in her system.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my God!
Now it's funny how they word this too. Funny how they word this too, because they talk about traces of LSD and liquor in her system, but then they don't talk about cocaine in her system. They talk about the residue in her nostrils. So they just threw some. They just threw some cocaine on her face.
Shove her face in the cocaine.
Yeah.
Hey, you just put some powder. Wipe some powder on her nose.
Fascinating.
Wow.
Fascinating. Now
talk about. Wow.
Right. I know.
So a year ago, almost a year ago, she said, I'm not suicidal. I'm not going to die of an overdose.
Right.
I'm not. Almost a year later, found
it. Oops, dead. Overdose.
In Buenos Aires?
Yeah.
In another country.
Now, well, that's where she's from, and that's where she was talking about, this big pedophile ring. Now, in a similar case, Mark Minnie, author of the controversial book, The Lost Boys of Bird Island, devoted his post-police life to exposing the corruption and horrifying pedophilia he discovered while working as a detective. Last year, after publishing the book, he was found shot in the head. Police are calling it an apparent suicide. That's all. Don't worry about it.
Can we check his social media?
If you have any evidence toward any of these huge sex rings or pedophile rings, I mean, you got to go to our rescue, man. You got to get with our people at OUR and let them just take it to them, man.
Yeah.
Let them take care of it. If you come out trying to say, I'm going to do it, we're going to take these people down.
Good for you, but don't do it
yourself.
Yes,
good for you.
Yes, good for you,
you
for standing
absolutely
up.
Need to do it.
Yes.
But I would say a tweet apparently doesn't save you.
No, a book does not
doesn't
save you.
Doesn't save you. Because you're not around.
No.
You're not around the book. It's what do you mean? Who? What book? What are you talking about? That guy's crazy. He shot himself.
He did.
She OD'd.
Yes.
She OD'd in a bar.
Yeah.
LSD, booze. She was crazy.
Cocaine
whacked out of her mind.
Nose.
Yeah, it's dead. Never mind.
Yeah.
Gotta get OUR on it, man. All right, let's go to the break room. I'm thirsty. I need a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, and let's do some break room stories. Oh, my gosh. That's so good. Even when it's cold outside, I don't care. Still need Coke Zeros. So those of you that are on the keto diet, good for you. I hope it works out for you. And I know there's many of you out there doing the keto thing. And, but there's apparently some side effects that you need to concern yourself with. I know. Now I've got your attention, right? Because you're thinking, side effects? What side effects? Well, one of the side effects is keto breath. It's overripe or rotten, fruity, or metallic smell.
Like coffee?
Coming
coffee
out
breath?
Of you. I think it's worse.
Okay.
But there's also another side effect that has people concerned as well. It's called keto crotch. So.
What is that?
Well, it's just say that there for a while. It makes the area below your belt area have an aroma that is less than desirable.
Oof.
So might change, after a little while, after a few weeks, after a month or so, you would get your body evened out. Then, things might turn around a little bit. But until then, hope for just keto breath. That's all I'm saying. Big news this weekend, too, from the movie industry. Sylvester Stallone just announced that John Rambo returns in 2019.
I saw that.
Think about it. Gives his final performance, is it, as John Rambo. Now, you think, what is left for John Rambo? Last Blood. I love Sylvester Stallone in these stupid movies. This is the fifth one. I mean, he's got franchises, man. Just franchise movies. He's got so much money. I hate him so much now. Come to think of it, I hate him.
The Expendables, too.
And the Expendables. He's got Rocky.
Rocky.
He's got the First Blood, Last Bloods.
Yep.
I mean, the Rambo series.
I
hate him now that I think about it. I hate him. I don't even want to talk about him anymore. So this story follows Rambo, although I'm going to because he's Sylvester Stallone. And he's got the stupid exercise, thing that he does for Netflix. That The Rock.
Oh, Beastmaster.
Beastmaster that The Rock has tried to copy on Netflix, on network television. I don't know. Exactly. I don't know how it's going.
Exactly. That's how it's going.
But it's not Netflix.
No.
I did watch some of The Rock show, whatever it's called. I don't remember what it is.
Giant Goliath? The Titans. The Titan Games.
Yeah, The Titan. The Titan Games.
Well, not like that, though. Sorry, that was me. It's one full The Titan Games, not The Titans. The Titans Games. Not like that, though. So I apologize for that. I didn't mean to confuse you. So it's just
you didn't confuse me. It's
but
the
you repeated
Titan
what
games.
I said, but I just want to make sure that you know it's just The Titan Games, not The Titan Games. Just making sure.
Are you drunk? What is your deal? Did you say that on the air or in my ear or what?
I said it on both. You on the air and on the ear.
First of all, have we not discussed this before? No ear talking.
There's no
When we're recording the podcast.
It was a joke.
On air.
It was a joke because when I'm talking to you on air, I'm also talking to you on the ear. So that's why I said.
Seriously, if I come in there and there's booze open, well, there's time, we're going to be discussing. There's going to be a problem. There's going to be intervention. I saw your gardening thing this weekend. There's a problem with alcohol somewhere in your life when you want to garden in Texas. And I know you think it's cute now. But when it's 110 degrees outside and the wife says, hey, we got to go out and hoe and weed, you're going to be, no, we don't.
No, that's why I got Julio.
Uh-huh. You do you?
Julio the gardener. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll see how that works out for you. Uh-huh. Because you ain't got me coming over, I'll tell you that.
Well, is your name Julio?
No, it is not.
Okay, then.
So Rambo, John Rambo, the fifth installment.
Oh, by the way, he got the Creed.
Right. Well, no, that's the Rocky. That's part of the Rocky.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's part of the Rocky. It's part of the Rocky.
It's not part of it. Last time I checked.
Okay, drunk.
It's Creed.
Okay, drunk. This is part of the Rocky franchise. I know they're trying to revive.
It's a spinoff. Jeff, you can't put it on. It's the Rocky and Creed. That's it.
Can I finish talking about John Rambo now?
Yes. It just popped in my head to Creed.
Which is part of the Rocky franchise, which is what was already mentioned. Thank you. So apparently, John Rambo has been working on a friend's ranch as he crosses the U.S.-Mexico border to find a friend's kidnapped daughter. Of course, he's going to help him out. You know, he got a daughter that's kidnapped. He finds himself up against the full might of one of Mexico's most violent cartels. Rambo up against the cartel. Boom! So, of course, he saves the daughter and blows up everything in the midst. We aren't going to have a border left. There's not a border left. It's just going to be a giant hole. It's going to be a new Grand Canyon between Mexico and the United States put there by John Rambo. It'll be fun. That'd be fun to watch. We also got news about Meghan Markle and her.
Did you see that?
The royal baby.
Oh.
So there's still a little fight going on between her and sister-in-law. They got a little battle going on. Sister-in-law was too busy to go up to New York for the baby shower.
I was
going to
say, did the baby shower already happen?
In New York.
Okay.
But they're also having the sister-in-law.
Well, yeah, of course.
Having a United Kingdom.
Of course. Well, you have to, you know.
You know, baby shower, yes, too, with the elites in the UK. Mm-hmm. You go do your little New York thing. We're not going to that.
No. Get on a plane? No. Crazy?
You're going to give away your suitcases with all your little TV and Hollywood stars. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But it's not. Back here, we're not doing that. But she said she's talking about raising a child with a fluid approach to gender.
I have one question.
She won't be imposing any stereotypes. I think not. The queen will not.
That was my question. Have we talked to the queen about this?
No, the queen will not have it. That will not happen.
This queen is very old-fashioned. Yeah. She was born in 1900.
I got news for you. Queens, kings, princes... Princesses.
That's gender role right there, you idiot.
Thank you.
Prince, a boy. Princess, a girl. Queen, a girl. King, a boy.
That's the way it works.
You cannot get no more than gender when it comes to the hierarchy in the
royals. I know. Thank you. I know.
That is all they're
about. You're preaching to the choir, bro. You're preaching to the choir.
That's all they're about.
Dude, are you drunk?
You know what? Yes.
So... She was talking about having her little baby nursery with the smartphone controlled monitoring system. So what? I mean, everybody has that in today's world. But
footman.
Yeah, I know.
Over there, they do have that a long time ago.
Yeah, but this is what you get. Is that the baby crying? It is. Somebody better get in there and take out. The baby's making some noise.
Actually, I don't think she has access to that. The footman is the one that gets the buzzer alert. Baby George is.
No, that's tonight. That's if we have guests. I'll take the monitor.
Oh, okay.
But you keep yours in your room too.
Yeah. It's a two-way. It's a two-way monitor.
But I'll leave mine on tonight just in case. But tomorrow, it's off. No, tomorrow, it's all you.
Yeah.
I don't even want to have to.
Oh, no.
I'm just shutting mine off.
If I have to clap my hands.
If I hear the baby crying outside my door. Then
you're fired.
Yeah, you're done. We're finding somebody else.
Yes.
And that means you took the kid out of the nursery room if I hear it out in the hallway.
Absolutely.
No, that's not happening.
No. We have 15 rooms.
Yeah. One of those.
Yes.
Plus, she talked about how she was painting the nursery.
No, you weren't.
With infused, the paint itself.
Okay.
Is infused with eucalyptus oil.
Okay, I believe that. I believe that.
I believe that too.
Yeah, that I believe.
I believe that too. That is nothing but elite status, man.
Ass crap.
You aren't lying.
And by the way, every 3 months, you have to coat it again with some eucalyptus oil. Just
probably.
The oil.
Just to keep it. Alone. Yeah, just to keep it. But so what? I mean, you don't need that's the footman's job. You don't keep track of that. I mean, if you come in the room and you go,
why am I not smelling eucalyptic?
Is it time? Yes, it's scheduled for next week. Make it happen this week.
It's today.
Yeah. I'm taking the kid out of here.
No, she's not.
I mean, you need to take this kid out of here. I don't want this kid in here anymore.
Yes.
He's got royal training to go to. Yeah, there is royal training too, man.
There is royal training.
Yeah, lying, there is.
That's why the son failed, and that's why he's not king.
Oh, no question.
He failed the royal, the royal training.
Don't even
training.
Get me started on Charles.
I know that's what I'm saying.
Don't even
He
get me
failed
started.
The royal training, so mom was like, damn it to him.
No, I could never quit.
I can't.
I could never
quit. I have to kill him. I mean, I have to not let him be king.
Right. And now he will never be.
He will never be king. Nope.
I mean, maybe he does. I'm trying to think that if he does get succession, if he does fall king, because she's going to, there's no way she outlives him, right?
She has.
I mean, it's possible. In today's world, it's possible.
We're talking about the Queen of England, Jeffy,
I know.
Here.
That's possible, because Charles is what now, 80?
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting up there, right? How old is Charles now? I bet you he's 74, right? Because the Queen is what, 100? Seriously,
Okay, so Prince Charles is 70.
Ooh, so I was a little, he's younger than I thought, even though 70 is still there. So that means the Queen is 94?
92.
See, I'm pretty close. Pretty close these days. Okay, so I'm just thinking they're a little bit older. Charles, they're still in good shape, though. Charles, see, that's good genes and good blood. He's still in good shape. He's taken care of. They live a long time, man.
Yeah, Prince Charles is 70 years old.
So he's next in succession.
He is, yes.
So he's still, he still ends up being king. You know how pissed he is. We've talked about this before.
We have.
I mean, he's 70 and he's still not king. He should already
prince.
Be the king.
Are you kidding me? I'm still a prince at 70.
That old bitch will not step down.
Yes.
I married the hot babe.
Yep.
Gave him kids.
Yep.
Got nothing.
Yep.
I divorced her, which that cost him the king.
Yes,
that
he
cost
did.
Him.
Well, you can't.
But then he decided, I'm going to go with the woman I love, Horseface, mm-hmm. whatever her mm-hmm. name, what's whatever her name is. From across the way that used to ride horses with when they were kids that he fell in love with forever.
Diana?
No,
I'm sorry. Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Camilla. And that's, she's not, the Queen ain't happy with her. The Queen's never been happy with her. She was below Charles from day one.
Absolutely.
And yet it's there together now. So the Queen is not like, no. I'm not going to retire. I'm not stepping down. The throne is mine. It ain't
she's
yours.
She's 71.
Yeah. That's why they know each other. Since they were kids. Yeah, they've been in love with each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. But he did Diana for the throne.
Yes.
And didn't get it.
No.
Because Diana was. you can say all you want about the beautiness of Princess Diana, but she was a little.
So,
From what we're saying here, the theory is that Prince Charles lost the kingship in 2005 when he married Camilla. Is that what you're saying?
Well, before it was
before that
it was the divorce of. That's why he married Camilla, because he didn't go with Camilla early on,
mm-hmm.
because the queen was like, "No way, you're not. She's beneath you, and we need children. We need a bloodline."
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so they got Prince Diana, and then when that marriage fell apart, when he divorced her, that was it. Have a nice day. And because she was having kids, and she should have thought about stepping down then, which I think she did. And then between both of them being a little whacked out of their minds, Charles and Diana, and the house was always in an uproar, the fighting, the whole thing. Now the queen's like, no.
So I'm going through here. The Prince Charles family has a problem with divorce. Anne, Princess Anne, sibling.
Oh, yeah.
She divorced twice. Prince Andrew from Duke of York, also divorced.
Yeah.
And Prince Edward, still married.
See, they,
okay,
right.
Still
see,
married.
They didn't get it.
Still
see,
married.
The queen gets it, right? The queen got it. Look.
Yes.
You take the throne. It doesn't matter who you're married to.
Is it so difficult to?
And you fool around if you have to. You have your lovers on the side, but you remain married to the people that you were married to for the cause.
Duh. We all seen the movie.
I mean,
we all seen the movies.
We've all lived it. I mean, thought about living it. Never mind. All right, so don't forget, this is Monday's podcast, Chewing the Fat. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. Please subscribe to this podcast so that when we upload it every afternoon, whatever time we upload it at, you get the alert.
5:30 Central.
Yeah, sometime late in the evening.
By the way, my wife is upset because her phone doesn't boop. So I had to take it to,
You didn't turn the speaker on.
No, she did, and we waited. It was 5:30. She's like, "You didn't go boop." And I was like, we had to take it to Apple and everything to get a new one.
And they fixed it.
They fixed it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, no, don't make me call Apple.
Oh, no.
Because the boop has got to be there.
That's what I told them. I was like, hey, Apple guy, this is not booping. They're like, what are you trying to do? I'm like,
we want to know when Chewing the Fat gets uploaded to my phone.
Oh, you don't have the Chewing the Fat, on that phone. You have to get a new phone.
You have to upgrade to the new $10,000 phone.
Yes, you do.
I can't do anything about that. That's Apple's trying to screw people, but...
it's fine. We paid the extra $10,000 for the boop at 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern.
See, that's so late. Jesus, it's dark outside by then.
What are you, 5?
Yeah, it's dark outside. Yeah.
You have to come inside before the streetlights come on?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever have to do that?
Before, it was earlier. I would still be able to play outside. Now it's late.
Did you have to... Was that the rule for your house?
Now it's bedtime.
Was that the rule for your house? You had to be back before the streetlights came on.
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Sometimes, yeah. We were gone. I mean,
we didn't have streetlights in Puerto Rico, so.
Yeah, I can't help that.
We didn't know when to come back.
Jesus.
When the
I realized, did you know that I read this weekend just as a little Puerto Rican news for you. This weekend, March 2nd, I believe, is the Puerto Rican day, right?
Yeah.
But it's also the day that Texas was.
Became the same
thing as Puerto Rico. Yeah. It's a big day.
It is.
Big day, March 2nd.
I know.
Should be only Texas on that date.
That's kind of racist.
What?
That's racist.
No, it is not.
Are you kidding me right now? So you're saying Texas...
We're
going
to have this fight on the air?
A white state.
Texas is a white state?
Yes.
Look around, my friend.
No. We can share the day. It's okay.
Because I don't want to... Have you be part of this country, you and your ilk?
Ilk? Ilk.
Your people? Your people can still come to the country. I don't mind about that, but it's just the whole idea of...
Of what?
The whole idea of it.
I do have my Texas license, and he came on that day.
The whole idea of it. Oh, there you go!
Yeah.
Oh, I saw your mugshot, too. Looks good.
I know, right?
Looks good.
Looks like
It does look like a mugshot.
It does.
You took a good mugshot.
I know. I did that on purpose.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, a lot of people want to smile, want to seem.
No, I went up. The lady was smiling. I was like, no, I'm not smiling. I don't smile. Should I take off your glasses? I went.
Yeah, the hair up. Hair up's a good look.
The hair will have to go up.
Yeah, the hair's a good look.
Yeah. So when I go to jail, just pull up the DMV picture. Just use that one.
Right, that's the shot.
He's like, oh, yeah, you already got it. Yep, that's it.
That's the shot. That's good. You know, a lot of people, we should have people post their.
I think that should be. That would be cool.
Their driver's license. We should do that. Their mug shot picture.
How's yours? How old is your picture?
This was pretty new.
Oh.
No, it's not good. No. I've had a couple of really good ones.
Yeah.
In the past.
Because I still have my Florida one. I took a picture because they.
The problem is, see, it used to be better because you used to get a driver, you have to renew them all the time.
Yes.
Now, I mean, I think I've had maybe, I don't know, maybe two driver's licenses in my life. I think this is my third driver's license. Because
really?
I got one in Michigan.
Uh-huh. And Florida.
And Florida.
And Florida, you kept it for a long time.
Forever.
Yeah.
And then I got one in Texas.
You're still in Florida, right?
Well, not legally. I mean, I didn't live in those other states. Are you silly? I was still living in Florida.
Me too.
That's why I had the Florida ID.
I just moved into Texas.
If you're living in another place, you have to change. You have to get a new ID. That's the law.
That is the law.
Okay.
Yes. That's why I just moved into Texas.
Thank you.
January 9 of this year.
That's the law. That's why you answer when you turn it away.
Yeah.
The last time I got pulled over with the Florida license, that's when. How long have you been here? Hi, Harold. And then you hand them the insurance. They never come back with that because you hand them you got to reach for the insurance. But as you're reaching for the insurance, how long have you been in Texas? I've been here for about. Here's the insurance, and then you're done. So they don't want to.
No.
Most cops aren't going to say what was that?
What was that?
What? They're just like, oh, go to insurance, get out of here.
Yeah.
This is a little helpful hint for me.
My last thing that I'm
how
holding on.
How to break the law.
My last thing that I'm holding on, and I'm not going to cave on this one, is the license plate.
Ooh. Florida, I kept the Florida one for a long time.
Florida license plate is done by private. It's privatized. License plates.
Okay.
My dad knows the owner of the license plate.
I bet he does.
All I have to do is, hey, Dad.
Because it's private.
It's private. So I'm gonna hold that to that one.
What does that have to do with anything? You still have to have insurance, and
no,
you can't
fine.
Get insurance
that's
without
fine.
The plates,
that's
the tags.
Fine. Hold on.
Don't make me call the authorities.
Hold on. I just don't want to get the state inspection. That's extra money.
A big time.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. You have to do that. I mean, they know your butt.
No.
Yes. And now they've made it so you don't even have to take paperwork around.
No.
Just go ahead. Yep. And it's in the system.
Yeah. And I'm only dealing that with a wife.
Yeah.
So I don't want another one.
Well, good luck. God bless. Maybe you can get a military discount.